Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed, and Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us.
Good morning, everybody.
Ray's in Kansas City, Ray Pritchard. Hey, can you turn on Autumn's mic? Autumn? I'm going to put Autumn, our summer intern.
Like, well, wait a minute. Is that right? Can you do that?
Autumn,
if you have a summer intern, can she be named Autumn? Do we have to rename her?
She's had the jokes.
She's doing better than Winter did last year.
Spring intern.
Autumn, you're interning for us this summer here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your primary? What are you doing here now in the studio?
Oh, I'm just watching Mr. Brent right now.
Right, what's he doing?
He's
helping y'all.
He's running the control board?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what all those buttons do on that control board? Not yet?
I could probably guess.
Now, you're going to embarrass her. She's never going to open up her mouth again.
I'm just sharing my heart, Ed.
Okay. All right.
Can I do that?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. This is a safe place.
Anyway, so you're in high school, right?
Yes, sir.
Like Tupelo High School?
Yes, sir.
You're a junior, senior?
Going into senior year.
Okay, and then what are you going to do? College?
I don't know yet. Probably.
College?
Yes, sir.
Now you golf too, right?
Yes, sir.
So you play on the high school golf team. Are you one of the top five players? Don't they use five players in a tournament or something?
The girls use four, but yes, sir, I'm the top female.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you practice a lot or? No, you
not
don't.
Not really.
You know what? I don't want to hear that. I really don't like people who are naturally gifted and don't have to work and practice. As a golfer myself, you had a better answer would have been, yes, I work my fanny off to get to where I am. But no, you do practice. Who taught you to play?
My grandparents, they played for a really long time, but I kind of just was like, you know what?
I don't want to hear this.
My sister plays.
I just took it up and started scoring 72. I really don't want to hear that.
Oh, I wish.
I'm just kidding. So what's your typical score?
Around 90s pretty much, but I did shoot 86 last year.
Is that good?
Well, yeah, but I
start
no, listen, I can beat that score, but yeah, I'm going to tell you, Autumn, you have to learn how.
No, you have that.
May I talk?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
I'm going to teach you, Autumn, you have to learn how to move your ball around when nobody's looking. Okay. Because that really helps your score. Okay. So we can,
I got it better than that. I can beat your score and it'll only take me 9 holes.
Actually, there is a, for those who don't know, don't golf, there is a, Autumn plays golf the way you're supposed to play and score. People like me play golf the way you just do it with your buddies having fun.
Yeah.
And the rules are you set the rules. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So her 80, what'd you say you scored?
90. 86 is my lowest right now.
Okay, her 86 for me would probably be 106. Okay, something like 100.
Okay.
Something like that. But I'm not going to get out there and score 100, even if it's legitimate, because it would damage my
– You wouldn't have fun.
It would damage my golf soul.
It would be –
huh? It would.
Golf soul.
I can't do that. In fact, there are times when I have just quit keeping score. Huh?
There are times when it's just better.
It's better. It's you get better. The hole 14, you're shooting 97. You just say, no, I'm not doing this anymore to my
97 is great. It's a great score.
You stop at 97 on the 14th hole.
Just don't tell him.
Anyway. We hope you get a scholarship.
Thank you.
We'll keep up with you, Autumn. But anyway, hope you're enjoying your internship here this time. What do you got? 3 or 4 more weeks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. All right, Steve Paisley, Jordahl.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Bring forth unto us the news.
Thank you. Sorry?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
I want to bring you the latest in medical news. They have now a new drug that is supposed to help people sleep. It has some side effects, but it's actually pretty good. And I could use it because sometimes, you know, your mind goes crazy at night. You can't get to sleep because you're thinking and thinking and thinking about the day. Well, this is what you need. Cut 12.
If you're having trouble sleeping, ask your doctor about Bidenica, the sleep aid made from 100% Joe Biden press conference.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
Bidenica has a patented blend of confusion and forgetfulness that will calm the most overactive brains.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
When they sold out American jobs and killed the Keystone Pipeline, it kept me up all night worrying about how we'd pay our bills. But then I got Bidenica, and I've never slept better.
Sometimes when I get hopped up on sugar, my parents give me Bidenica so I pass out.
Warning, people who have used Bidenica have experienced rapid lying and an inability to secure the southern border. Others have hallucinated and fought breakfast cereals.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Ask your doctor if Bidenica is right for you.
Well, so there you
That's genius. Is that the thing you want to play at the end?
No, okay. I got something else at the end.
Well, if the thing at the end is as good as that,
it's pretty good.
We need to stop talking serious stuff in time. Hilarious.
What do you say, fighting cereal?
Fighting cereal.
Corn Pop, remember? Corn Pop. He was a bad dude. Who put that out?
It wasn't the Trump campaign. Although Trump did repost that on his
Babylon B.
Maybe I don't know. Trump did repost it on his social media truth channel.
That's Bidenica. It even sounds like a drug.
I know, right?
It's always those kinds of names.
I've often wondered who it is that comes up with the names for these drugs.
I'm sure they have a marketing team.
They're amazing.
They get paid big money to come up with that.
All right, let me introduce you all to Tarul Patel. He's a man who previously worked in the criminal division of Joe Biden's Justice Department. He was appointed to serve at the Office of White House Liaison and the White House Asian American Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander Committee. Didn't even know they had
one of those.
I was on
that committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were? Can you name it again?
Well, it was the Pacific Islander Asian...
I can't rename it.
Committee. Yeah. I was.
Well, he quit all that, began campaigning for a Houston area politician, and kind of made
news. He what now?
He started campaigning for a guy. He ran the campaign for a guy that was running for office in Houston.
Okay.
Right. But he made the news later on because he started getting these terribly racist posts.
Like texts or
texts
something?
And social media posts.
All right.
And they said things like, your family's a stain on the U.S., go back to Pakistan. I lived in Richmond my entire life, and I'm tired of you carpetbaggers from India and Pakistan.
That's terrible.
Oh, I know. You dirty Pakistani.
Dirty Pakistani.
No. So
there's no place in America for this kind of stuff.
No, there isn't. And so they, well.
Who in the world would send that to
them? I don't know. The police looked into it, found an IP address, and. Surprisingly, it led back to Tarul Patel.
Is it really that surprising?
No, not really. He's sending them to himself.
He was sending these racist
tweets
and texts and messages on social media to himself.
Yes.
To prove a point.
Well, he said these hateful, before he got caught, he said these hateful images are from a place of deep, misguided fear. Incited by people like former President Donald Trump.
Here we go. So this is a Jussie Smollett.
It is a Smollett. It's exactly a Smollett. He was arrested by the Texas Rangers. It didn't have a very good batting average either. With allegations that he faked violent racist posts against himself in order to gain media attention.
Right.
Wow.
Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't, but boy. This is another what Jussie Smollett all over again. Goodness,
this happens a lot. Actually, the stories where somebody claims they're a victim of racism or
homophobia,
and it turns out they did it themselves, just to draw attention to their
to prove that the country is as racist as they really are themselves inside.
Yeah.
I've often said the demand for racism far exceeds the supply.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, so the guy's name was Patel?
Patel.
He get out of the hotel business?
He did.
What?
Campaign.
What did I say wrong?
Because it's not the hotel business, it's 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven. That's what Joe Biden said.
Yes, he did say that.
But Indians own a 7-Eleven.
They don't have a Indian or Pakistani accent. They can't own a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. I thought Patel was an Indian name.
It is. Well,
I think there's some overlap there, Pakistan. And
anyway.
So he called himself a dirty Pakistani.
About every third hotel in this country is owned by Mr. Patel.
Yes. I think in defense of what might appear to be our racism, okay, although it's ethnic, you know,
How is owning a hotel racist?
No, what I'm saying is that the name Patel is like Smith in English speaking.
Oh yeah, countries. Yeah. There's so many of them.
It's a very common name.
So yeah,
we're not saying all Indians are named Patel any more than all Englishmen are named Smith.
But what would be wrong with that?
Nothing. I don't think it's racist.
I just looked it
ethnically
up.
Ethnically insensitive.
Half the Arab men are named Muhammad.
Yes,
I just looked it up. Patel means chief.
Chief, there
status
you go.
Name meaning village headman.
That's what Patel means?
That's what Patel means. Most common surname among Indian immigrants in the U.S.
The most common surname among?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go.
Village chief. So if you meet a guy that's named Patel, chief? And you just want to say, hey, chief.
Yeah.
That would work. That would work. So, okay. We're finding out that, you know, we've still got a couple astronauts stuck up on the space station
sitting on the dock of the bay.
they need to get back pretty soon because we've learned that Elon Musk has been given a contract to destroy the International Space Station.
With them in it?
No, hopefully they get off before this happens.
Hey, seriously, before you get to the Elon Musk part, there are two. There's a man and a woman astronaut, and they're up in the International Space Station?
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
And they're waiting because something happened to the ship that was supposed to go get them. Is that true?
Yes. There's some hydrogen leaks. Actually, I think the ship is still docked to the space station.
Yeah, I got
and
you.
And they're going to get into it and go come home, but they can't because it has problems with the boosters, the thrusters, and the leaks.
Are they going to be able to get them, though? They're okay?
They will. Well, they say now that the 20th of July. It's like another month.
So it's going to be a month.
It's going to be another month.
This is not comforting if you're up there and they keep going, yeah, we're going to get to you. We got 4th of July coming up, though. You know, everybody's off work.
So. You don't want to go on a 4th of July rocket. They all explode.
Right, what are you going to say?
Yeah. Well, you can call an Uber, but it's going to take a while.
Right. It would take a while.
It's going to take a while.
To your point, they keep pushing it back.
Yeah, that's
not
very
comforting.
We thought
it was going to be a few days, and then 4th of July, we're all tied up.
Right.
Looking at the 20th. Is that good for you guys?
Yeah, we got a committee meeting on the 17th, yes. So maybe everybody be back. You got family vacations. So I don't know.
They had better get it fixed before 2030 because that's when the space station expires and Elon Musk is going to send up one of his rockets and the thing will be designed to push the space station back down into Earth's atmosphere. They call it deorbiting, where it will burn up. This is the size of a football field.
I deorbit every time I get home after work. I understand this concept.
Well, there you go.
Deorbit. You know,
does your wife push you to it like Elon Musk thing?
Yeah, the International Space Station, I didn't realize it. Its launch date was November 20th, 1998.
Yeah, it's been up there a while.
Wow.
Yeah, what's the real estate market in that, that part of space?
Well, it'll be pretty good once they raise the current.
I think we'll see it offered on HGTV.
A remodel.
On one of their shows, Love It or List It.
Yes.
This International Space Station.
Well, let's see here. The cost was $150 billion. Our budget is only $100 billion. I'm not sure we're going to be able to make that.
We are getting some money from the Chinese, though, so that should help.
Seriously, Elon Musk's company has been tasked with retrieving the...
They've been paid $843 million to build a so-called U.S. deorbit vehicle. And basically, it's going to sit and just take the space station and slow it down so it falls out of orbit and then kind of gently ease it at the right angle, the right space, right place, because they can determine when that goes down, whether it's going to
And then
break
it just
apart,
disintegrates?
Open. Yes. And it's big, so probably there will be some pieces that will fall, but that's why they controlled the reentry, because it'll fall. They can make it so that the things fall in the Pacific somewhere instead of...
That's why I said in our story meeting this morning, because this is the way the Tagliano luck runs. If a big piece is going to fall somewhere in the Pacific, there will be a Vitagliano on a boat somewhere out there, and it will land on their boat. A one in a zillion shot.
All right. Well, okay. So are you going to go to...
I'm not. I'm going to be as far away from the Pacific as possible, which means it'll land wherever I am.
Good. Well, just make it someplace that you can make some money off of.
What do you think about Ed's optimistic view of life?
You know, he may be right. What is it? One in a zillion?
One in a zillion. Happen. I calculated.
It could happen, right?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. We all do this, don't we? And we look at our wives and we say, what are the chances of that?
Yeah.
Of that happening?
Right.
All right. So
Elon Musk, if
anybody can do it, Elon Musk can.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Next story.
All right. You guys ever run into somebody who thinks that they're something that they're not? This guy, I'm going to introduce you to William Gilchrist. He's 45 and he's from Mississippi, and he thought it'd be a cool idea to put some blue lights and a siren on his pickup truck so that he could kind of go around and pull people over. And
I don't like where this is going.
Well,
as a Mississippian, I don't like the stereotype.
He pulled a couple people over and, kind of like did the warning thing.
Yeah.
And then he found one car that he thought looked suspicious, a truck he thought looked suspicious, an SUV, so he pulls it over. But he didn't get out. He got a little chicken this time. The siren and the lights are going. He pulls up beside the guy, just gives him a look, and then takes off. Well, lo and behold, the SUV behind him takes off and starts following him and turns on his blue lights and siren.
Which were legit.
Which were real.
Uh-oh.
How old was this guy? The
45 years old.
40.
If you're
20, that sounds like a good idea. If you're a 20-year-old guy, that's whether it's Mississippi or not, Tim, that sounds like a good idea and a lot of fun at the time. If you're 45, you don't have an excuse. You should have learned better by then.
You think,
Ray? Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. College kids, high school kids do that kind of stunt. Not when you're 45.
He was from Greenville in the Delta. He was arrested late Wednesday and booked with false impersonation of a police officer, possession of a fraudulent identification, and improper lighting on his car.
He had like a cop badge.
Yeah, he went out and got a fake badge.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's a serious offense.
Yes,
he
it
was
is.
Being no, held without bail that. On counterfeit identification charge.
You know, I've wondered in the past, this happens from time to time, this kind of thing. You wonder if somebody's, if you were in a rural or remote area, I wouldn't stop.
I forget what the law is, and it differs from state to state. I think you are allowed in... I think they
go to a lighted area or something.
I think they advise you, if you're not sure that it's a legitimate police officer behind you, especially young ladies, they advise this, because some people will do this for sinister motives, is they advise you to call 911.
That's a good point.
And say, would you please check to see if this is a legitimate police officer behind me?
That's a good answer.
And please let them know that I'm looking for a safe place to pull over.
Yeah, that's
some country roads have no, there's ditches on both
right,
sides.
Right.
So that's what I tell women in my life.
So what you're saying is, Steve, this fella had instant karma.
Yeah. Yep. It caught him.
He was doing a fake pullover, and the person who was fake pullover victim was actually a police officer.
Yep.
And so, anyway, next story.
All right, let's get to what I wanted to get to because this is too good. Okay, so are you guys familiar with the college athletics, the new, they got the portal, and then they got this NIL name, image,
likeness?
We've
seen the Dr. Yeah. Pepper commercials.
Right.
Yes.
Well, basically.
Ray, have you seen those, Ray?
I've seen them. Great.
Go ahead.
Terrific. What you can do is the college athletes can sign contracts, endorsement contracts, like sneaker contracts and everything. And
I've signed some.
And they can they can make some money while they're in college. Well, the Iowa Pork Producers Association went and did an NIL deal with four players from the Iowa State football team. The players' names were Tommy Hammond, Tyler Moore, Miles Purchase, and Caleb Bacon. And when you line them up, it says Purchase, Moore, Hammond, Bacon.
Oh, good.
Is this for real?
This is for real.
Okay, that's good. That's clever.
It's
that's clever.
So,
Purchase, are you serious?
Purchase, Moore,
I am totally serious.
Hammond, Bacon. Do these are these Bacon starters?
I don't know if they're starters or not.
They should be.
Yeah, I know,
they,
right?
They just made some money. That's good.
Whether they're starters or not.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moore, the, him and Bacon. Very clever.
You know that's from 2023, but it doesn't matter.
So. Well, it's the best NIL deal of 2023, yeah. And when something
gotcha
comes along like this, it, you know.
Iowa State's like, Steve's right. I didn't doubt you, Steve, but Tyler Moore, Miles, the name of the offensive lineman, Miles Purchase. Miles' is first name, Tyler Moore, Tommy Hammond, and Caleb Bacon. This is
good.
Sounds like they planned this.
Well, they probably looked down the roster to find. But now Purchase does not sound like a
Purchase, Moore, Hammond,
common
Bacon
name.
Purchase, one last name, Moore, one last name, Hammond. No, I know.
They probably looked down the list and saw Bacon. Said, we got to do something. We're
we can
producers
do something.
So
yeah,
then
sure.
You know what? I was just kidding about having signed some endorsement deals. We should look into that, Tim.
Like,
you know, we should
NIL deal.
Yeah,
that I like it.
Yeah,
like
we should look into see. I'm see if there are people out there who want to use our name and or image to sell their product.
What if you get sucked into the portal and you end up on FRC's radio program?
Yeah.
With the International Space Station coming
down,
down
on top
that's
of
right
you.
That's right.
The NIL. Anyway, that's pretty cool. Where'd you purchase more ham and bacon? Purchase
yeah
more ham and bacon. So they're going to be the starting line.
You know, Steve, it worked. We've been talking about
yes
it for 2 or 3 minutes.
I know,
so
right?
It's a great thing.
And it's in Iowa.
Yes, perfect.
That's right,
yeah.
Perfect.
The top producing pork state in America right there.
Well, folks, I'm just going to let you all know I am available.
You are to endorse products?
To endorse products. I
right
regularly drink a particular diet soda that will
right
not be named by me until
unless
I get
they
a
pay
deal.
You.
That's right.
That's right.
Unless they pay you enough. What sport are you going to do there, though?
Oh, no, this is not for sports. This is for
oh, just
radio.
Your,
this is just
oh, okay,
radio.
Just your notoriety.
Yeah.
Straight up for the money.
I like Lost Pizza here in town.
There
they
you
got
go
a couple of. So if you're listening, and if you're not, why not?
Right.
I'm available.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Ed and to Ray, Brent Creeley,
Chris Woodward,
Autumn the intern.
Autumn the intern. Should we give her last name?
That's like a wrestling name.
Autumn the intern.
Autumn the intern.
Oh, yeah. Sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it?
If Autumn the summer intern.
If she comes out from behind the curtain.
She springs out from behind the curtain?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow. Trivia Friday tomorrow.